Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community.
Dope. My daughter is on dope. And do you know I didn't know what they look for? I didn't know how a person looked when they're on dope. The worker told me what she looked like. The little boy, he fell out the window. They lived in South Baltimore. The worker called me, asked me what I'd take him. I took him.
Lucille Robinson is a grandmother. Like thousands of other grandparents around the state and in Baltimore City, she's raising her grandchildren because of death, divorce, drug addiction, or incarceration. For a time, she had foster parent status and lost it because of a leaky roof in a home she did not even own. Her check was cut off.
I was married in Columbia, nice home. I was married. I depended on him to take care of us, and he didn't do it. We came to Baltimore City. Like I said, had a fire, and marriage broke up. They always say a woman that without a mate is financially poor, and I became poor real quick. But then there is a foster grandparent grant. As taking my grandchildren, it took months before I received anything. And when the house I lived over on Chelsea Terrace, they needed the roof fixed. They cut the money off. When they cut that money off, I went downhill like somebody pushed me on a sled. I had to go through this thing of going through the welfare. We had a fire. The kids, we had no blankets. We had no sheets. And believe me, the welfare do not help you with these things. Over there, when I finally got back up on my feet again, they took them and snatched the money. Nobody could have never told me in Columbia that I would be at the state that I am right now. I'm sorry. But when I think about how I done come down at my age, nobody could never told me that at my age I'd be without a mate, financially broke. I keep saying it, it's just not me alone. When you go down welfare, you see a lot of young people, but when I see old people coming in my age, I say, my God, look at us down here begging for help. Baltimore City has no pity on grandparents. You hear me? I think almost to the point when I was lost the house over there, I said to myself, Lord, I didn't call a shelter because I felt like I was to the point of going in a shelter because I didn't know what else to do. I had been to every place and no place could I afford. Getting $700 a month, you can't rent no place. So here I am finally. Everything I make now goes basically right in this place. I send $725 a month away. That's my whole Social Security. It's gone. We're surviving. We really are. We really survive. Don't ask me how. I just don't know. God, I wish I stopped crying. But I don't know how we're making it. I just know that my children and my grandchildren and all of us are surviving this thing. And we're going to beat it.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from the Open Society Institute, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems, on the web at osi-baltimore.org. For the rest of Lucille Robinson's story, go to centerforemergingmedia.org. And I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.